The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
With so many people living longer, the fear of outliving your money becomes a reality for many of us. Will I be a financial burden? Will I outlive my money? How will I be remembered? My name is Neil Himmelstein, president of Main Street Planning Group. Please contact me by visiting mainstreetplanninggroup.com. That's mainstreetplanninggroup.com, or call 631-647-4694. I will introduce you to strategies that will guarantee you will not outlive your money, that can guarantee you will not be a burden on your loved ones. Through a collaborative approach, we will uncover solutions that offer tax-efficient strategies, lifetime income, and legacy planning. Choice, organization, direction, and education. That is the code we stand behind. Contact mainstreetplanninggroup.com. That's mainstreetplanninggroup.com, or call 631-647-4694. And listen to me every Friday at 3 p.m. as I host the Main Street Code for Financial Success right here on 103.9 LI News Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Main Street Code for Financial Success. I'm your host, Neil Himmelstein. I can be reached at 631-647-4694 for any questions, comments, or if we can help you personally with your finances, that's what we're here for. And when we talk about our code, we talk about choice, organization, direction, and education. And we help hundreds of advisors across the United States, whether they be attorneys, accountants, other financial advisors with your insurance needs, checking beneficiary designations, making sure who gets what and how and why and what's the right company and doing the underwriting and making sure all that's good. That's what we do as a firm. We help you. And one of the things I talked about on many, many shows is having a team of financial professionals behind you. So we like to work with, if you have an attorney and if you have an accountant, you have a financial, you have an investment guy, you want them all working for you. And I think a lot of people over their lifetime will accumulate people and the best of the best of the best of the best for everything they do. They buy a house, they got the best of this guy. They buy this, they did. But they're not all coordinated in their financial plan. And I always like to review whatever I'm doing with your trusted advisors. And if you don't have a team, I help you put one together, one that's going to fit your individual needs. I think it's vital in what you're doing. And we've talked about that many times with attorneys and accountants and that we've had on this show. And today we have with us back again, Anthony Citrole. And I love Anthony. Anthony, say hello, please.
Hi, Neil. Thanks for having me again. I appreciate it. So, my company is the MYBB Group. We are exit planning and M&A advisors. My background is as a CPA, and we're at 516-346-5272. But your point about the team is so well taken. I mean, we are talking about that with folks all the time. I mean, you look at their CPA or their attorney, and sometimes they need an attorney. They may need a real estate attorney as well. They may need a trust and estates attorney. And sometimes it becomes overwhelming for the business owner, especially, to kind of think about who of these folks I need to bring into play. And they need folks like yourself who can recommend some of the key individuals.
And you said something very important right there. Not all attorneys, a lot of people have a family attorney, and they'll have that family attorney draw up their will. If that's not their area of specialty, they will mess it up. And I can't say it more bluntly than you really want the right people to do the right things in your plan. And Anthony just attended a meeting that I put on with some other professionals, and it was really, really great because we had a quorum of people who are expertise in this area. And there's so many legal aspects and insurance aspects that can get messed up over time or aren't constructed correctly. And then for all the purposes in the world of doing the right, we talk about a buy-sell agreement.
Sure.
I like to call it a business will. Not too many people call it that, but
and
I like people to think it's a will.
The business owner doesn't even think about it.
No.
He or she doesn't even think about it because they're so immersed in their ordinary, everyday, very busy life, whether it's taking care of issues at work or even issues at home, or working with employees.
Or both.
And just trying to build their legacy. And yeah. we've got to talk to them. You know, you're talking about protecting that legacy.
Right.
And we're always talking to them about building the legacy, making it more valuable. And then if they want to sell it, they'll have an opportunity to really realize, you know, that the revenue from that. But the protection of it is something that I think most people don't even recognize. One quick story. I had a friend of mine who calls me. He said, you know, he called me Tony, right? Tony, Anthony, it's okay. And he said, you know, my father's a dentist, you know. And I go, I know. He goes, you know, unfortunately, he just passed away. He goes, what do I do with his practice?
That's a great question.
And quite frankly, his practice was in Huntington. It was at a house that he owned that he operated the practice out of. And there were no other dentists, there were no other hygienists. And let's face it, Neil, if you find out your dentist passed away, what are you going to do? You're going to go find another dentist
right.
through a trusted relationship of yours. So that practice became almost not valuable at all at the point of his death, quite frankly. And if he would have planned and maybe had some other, you know, folks in there in terms of being able to handle the excess or kind of fill in for him when he wasn't there, he would have had at least some ability to recognize some value there.
Absolutely. That's a great, you know, very sad story, but very real.
Absolutely.
And oh boy, I mean, I could share with a million. You reminded me of so many stories. I'm trying to get it organized here in my thought process.
You know,
but
believe it or not, Neil, we found that person, you know, he didn't have disability. He didn't, you know, it's funny how people just figure
you know,
they're going to last forever.
You know what? And that's a big issue. What I was going to say is this happened to me with a couple of different people in my life recently. Is that not that they became disabled or anything else, but they're in their 50s and 60s, and there's been three or four instances recently where their spouse has had early Alzheimer's and dementia, and they've had to become the caregiver of that person as well as run their business. And whether you're working for somebody or whatever, that caregiver, all of a sudden, you got a new job, and it takes you away from making your own living,
mm-hmm.
Even if you don't have coverage on yourself, but you need some sort of coverage on your spouse
yeah.
and the people related to you, because that can devastate. And that's what we look at. We look at, I hate this, I'm a very optimistic, positive person, but I'm always looking at what's wrong with this picture. What could possibly go wrong? What are, you know, there's a commercial on TV. What are the ifs in
sure.
life, L-I-F-E? What are the ifs in life? The ifs in life are what could happen. And because of you and I both having so many years of experience in what you do and what I do, we know the ifs.
Sure.
And we can tell, like you said, you're working your business, you're not thinking about the ifs. And I could give you so many situations. A good friend of mine worked out, he was in great shape, in the young 50s, he was doing cross training, and he had a heart attack, and he died. And he had a retail business in town, and a lot of people I know him, and I'm like, holy cow.
Now, you know, Neil, I look at it as, you know, here is your asset protection, but also family protection.
Absolutely.
A lot of times your family is dependent upon the income from that business. They're dependent upon perhaps the money from the sale of that company. So it's incumbent upon you as the business owner to say, hey, listen, you know what? I'm not immortal, number one, okay? I don't think people are just going to all of a sudden, you know, not everybody's going to be like my friend's father who's the dentist. But you really need to look at it and say, I want to protect that asset. It could be my largest investment.
Yep,
and they need people absolutely. Like yourself, whether it's from an insurance standpoint, whether it's a disability standpoint, or if they have partners from a buy-sell standpoint. There's a lot of different things they could do. I mean, we can help them increase the value of that asset, but we're not the ones necessarily to protect them. You are, and they have to realize that that's an important part of this process.
It's huge. And also, when you're doing a buy-sell, what they call a purchase of a business, one of the assets that a business looks at, and one of the assets that's countable, is if you have life insurance and there's cash, that becomes an asset of the corporation mm-hmm. in making a transaction. So don't think that because you have these plans in place makes your business that much more valuable as a takeover target or anything else, but it also protects your family. And
absolutely.
And when you're doing a family plan and estate plan, and I can tell you this factually, because I see hundreds of life insurance applications a year. And I've spoken to people individually who give me applications, plus I have agents that give me applications. And when people list their assets, because we have to do this for suitability purposes and go through their assets and everything else, rarely, do they list their business assets? Mm-hmm. It's like a second thought. It's not in their thought process. For instance, I'm working with an accountant right now who makes, you know, several hundred thousand dollars a year. He doesn't include that as an asset, even though he has a huge book of clients. Mm-hmm. That's not his asset. His asset is his house, his car, his investments. But he's not thinking about that business that he's built. Even though he's working for a company that's a big company, he's got 500 clients that high net worth clients. He's got serious income thing. But what happens if he passes? Where's the value of that business, or he becomes disabled? It's just crucial.
Yeah. It's interesting because and I hear you, and most they don't think about that as an asset. However, so many of them need it to really retire.
Absolutely.
They need that asset. They need to monetize that asset. So
excellent. Well, listen, we're getting ready for commercial break, and you're listening to the Main Street Code for Financial Success. Again, if you need to reach me, 631-647-4694. My phone's always open. Anthony, how can they get a hold of you?
And I'm at 516-346-5272.
Thank you very much. We'll be right back after commercial. Welcome back to the Main Street Code for Financial Success. I'm here with Anthony Citrola from NYBB. He is a business broker, business, what do you call yourself?
Well, we're business advisors. We're merger and acquisition advisors. We help clients who want to exit their company, understand what the value is from a valuation standpoint, and then we can actually find an appropriate buyer for them if that's what they want to do. We also can help them increase the value of the business over several years so that they can exit at a higher value.
So let me ask you a really tough question that I've never asked you. If somebody wanted to hire you, is there a fee schedule, or do you meet with them for, how's that all work?
Yeah, so we have to find out if they're a right fit for us.
Right.
So we would meet with someone just to kind of discuss what their needs are. Oftentimes folks come, say, I'm coming to you because my CPA told me, and I happen to be a CPA, we're not practicing as a CPA, but I've been certified since 1977. They said to me, are you the person who can help me with an exit strategy? I go, sure can. I go, what's your exit plan? What are you thinking about? I want to sell the company. So then we see if it's a good fit for us, and then
But there's not a charge for that, is there?
No charge. Look, we want to make sure it's a good fit for everyone. You know, we don't have the clock running when we start talking to folks.
Okay.
And then once they engage us, there's a fee schedule. Typically, they'll pay us a retainer. But a lot of our work when we're selling somebody's company is a success fee. So we want to be successful in selling the company.
Right.
And then we charge them a fee. And some people hire us because they want to grow their business, Neil, and they want to acquire other companies. They hire people like us, and
right.
we know the industries. We look for the right fits for them. We help them through the diligence, and we charge them a fee based on the transaction, typically.
See, I find with most people, it's that initial phone call to reach out that in the back of their head is, how much is this going to cost me?
Sure.
And it doesn't cost you anything to ask the question. Even myself, I don't charge for consultation. My fees come from commissions. But if you happen to purchase something that makes sense for you, that's where I will get my fees, or from, you know, another agent who purchases. Other than that, I'm really not charging fees. But
and you probably want to make sure, Neil, that it's somebody you can help, right? That
right. But part of the stumbling block, I can help anybody, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Whether it's confirming they're doing the right thing, or they have the right stuff, or advising in something else, there's nobody that I can't help. Or you, for that matter. I mean, I'm thinking about this. Well, maybe that's not a good idea. Maybe it's a great idea. Let me tell you the steps that you need to do to position your business for the optimal sale price.
Exactly. And we have that conversation every day with folks. And
right.
I think the people who refer us business, my CPAs, financial advisors, folks in the industry, know that we're a good resource for that. We don't have a fee to kind of have somebody come in and spend an hour with them. And sometimes what it does for us, really, it gives us a great pipeline of business, because ultimately they're going to do something with that company. We know that. We want to leave them with a good feeling. And also, we want to have them realize we're not just here to kind of bang them into selling the company, because it may not be the right time. And also, it is their biggest asset, usually.
Right. And let's talk about something else that very rarely do financial planners talk about this. I know, because I know what sells and what doesn't sell, so to speak. But we talk about if you become disabled. there's a product out there, and I don't like to talk specifically about products, but it fills a specific need for what Anthony does, what we do. It's called business overhead expense. So let's say you have a retail store or something, and maybe you have maybe a cash business, and you can't get a lot of disability insurance, or it's, you know, they base it on income and this and that, for whatever reason. But there's another disability insurance policy that just covers your business overhead for 2 or 3 years only. What does that do? So if my business overhead includes the lights to turn on the building, the payroll, Social Security, all these other expenses that I have every month, if I have a policy, if something happens and I become disabled, that covers me for 2 years, that puts me in a position that if I want to sell that business, or I have to sell, as you told us on a previous show, the worst time, and everybody knows this, the worst time to sell is when you have to.
Sure.
But if that can buy me 2 or 3 years where the business could still be operating, it's not very expensive. What a huge protection mechanism it is for any business.
Well, and I wish we saw more folks with that. I would say the a lot of businesses out there are they're so dependent on doing regular and recurring business that they don't have really the ability to withstand a couple of months of inactivity, or where they happen to be, where there's some business interruption.
I mean, and COVID was a classic example, just from, listen, supply chain, seeing people.
Sure.
You know, some businesses thrive, but others really suffered. And insurance isn't the only solution or the best solution all the time, but there's a lot of insurance that could have helped things. But then people, now we're in that second phase where a lot of people are having some kind of long-term COVID experience,
sure,
such as fatigue. And like, I personally had COVID in December, and I'm feeling like for the last month I've been really like, not 100%, but, you know, it could have been worse. And I could be in a situation where, like, I really can't do this anymore, you know. So it gave me a lot of pause the last few years. I mean, I've changed my business, your business. Everybody's business has evolved. And the ones that have thrived are the ones that were able to pivot and adapt to the environment. But this is all part of the planning process. Mm-hmm. Who would tell us 2 years ago, when we had interest rates at 2% and 3%, we could buy a mortgage? Now it's at 6.8% or 7%, and it was as high as 7.5%. Just that very thought alone definitely changes the world of business and individuals. I mean, whether it's buying a house or buying a business and financing, it's just changed everything.
And it's amazing, Neil, how that spike in interest rates has really upended a lot of things, you know, acquisitions folks would make, whether
yep.
it's their home, or even we have business transactions that, you know, I think during the course of last year, I think interest rates went up almost 5%. There were so many individual interest increases that from the point where someone started with a transaction to buy another company or to sell their company, the buyer, all of a sudden his cost of capital went up so significantly that sometimes
right.
the acquisition didn't make sense. The key is the owner really has to continue to run his or her business as if nothing's happening. You know, they have to
right.
be, I always say, they have to be like a duck in the water. You know, a duck is floating along in the water and his feet are going like crazy.
Right. But that's why you need that outside professional like yourself to help them along the process, because you don't want to be self-consumed about if this deal is going through or not. You still have to run your business. So it's an outsource for you. It's like outsourcing part of your business and giving it and delegating.
Yeah. And Neil, it's kind of like my friends who are CPAs say, you really shouldn't sit down and do your own tax return.
Absolutely okay? not.
It doesn't make sense. You know, is somebody going to go, I mean, they probably shouldn't go online and just buy their own life insurance. You know, they really need the outside counsel of professionals. And for the most part, those professionals are more than worth their weight in gold. They're going to recover for you more than the cost of their services. I could tell you, the cost of our service is more than recovered in the asset and the amount of money that you realize in a transaction. I'm sure in your case, that your cost of your service, I mean, really, I mean, they're buying a product that they wouldn't even know about. they wouldn't know how to buy the right product. When they had to use it, they're going to go, thank God that I talked to a professional.
Right. And we get these thank yous all the time. And sure. that's what makes us both successful is those thank yous. And the people that say, hey, you got to talk to Anthony, you got to talk to Neil. Listen, if you're looking to sell your business, if you're looking to buy a business, please call Anthony, okay? Because Anthony will help guide you and get more value for your business. He's going to first off assess the value and help you assess the value and look at the intangibles, market you, correct?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, have somebody market, have somebody sell you. The hardest thing for me when I was looking at people to buy me was to market myself. I'm marketing all the time, but I'm not marketing the value of my business. They, you know, these people coming from the outside, they're just looking at numbers. They're not looking at me. Anthony will make you look at yourself, and that's what you want done. You're listening to Main Street Code for Financial Success. I'm here every Friday at 3 o'clock. If you need to reach me, 631-647-4694. And thank you so much, Anthony, for coming. Anthony, how can they reach out to you if they
sure,
need you?
Sure, reach me directly. I'm at 516-346-5272, and that's the NYBB Group. We're in Melville on Long Island, and we service anyone in the country.
Fantastic. And thanks for listening, everybody. Have a terrific weekend.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.